Some folks, I'm saying some folks, because we believe the truth of the words God, the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, because we have studied the Bible out and read it word for word and believe what it says word for word, some folks would say that we shut up the kingdom of God to folks. But I say that whosoever will shall come, or will come, because God has said, come unto me. So I'm looking here in Matthew, and I'm looking at different places, so if you try to catch up with me on these verses, you better be quicker than my page turner. Because in Matthew it says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you're not under any burden, if you're not struggling, if you're not laboring, that verse was not to you. But it says, then said Jesus unto the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If any man would come after Christ. But it says, let him lay down his agenda and take up Christ's agenda. There is, grace is free. Grace is totally given without any grasp on us whatsoever, other than it's freely given. We cannot do anything to earn grace. We cannot do anything to merit grace. But on the other hand, it says, if you come after Jesus, you give up your agenda and take up His agenda.
That's right.
That says that there's a new birth. There's a new thing takes place in a man. It says in Mark, it says, and Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. These men, when they heard that, I'm talking about the 12 disciples, when they heard that, they dropped what they were doing. They dropped the cleaning of their nets. They dropped the taking care of the boats. They dropped the things that they were doing for a living, and they followed Jesus. They left what you would call, they left the world behind. He didn't drag them down the road, but he says, come unto me. And they seeing and being in their hearts, knowing that this man had something different than anybody else, they dropped their worldly stuff. They dropped their own occupation. They dropped their own way of making a living, so to say, and they followed Christ. I have never done that. So I ain't quite like they are. Says here in Mark also, and when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You see, the Bible says in one place, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve money and other things. You must decide in your mind who you're going to serve. Says here, take up your cross and follow me. If we're not going through any kind of persecution, if we're not going through any kind of stress, if we're not going through any kind of people looking at us and ridiculing us or making fun of us, then undoubtedly we're not showing Christ the way we should be. Because to show Christ, Christ said, if they hated me, they will hate you also. On the other hand, it says that our pastor must have a good rapport with the people who are without. It's hard to be on that, get all these things balanced out sometime. But he's supposed to be where the world out there is not angry at him, but yet they understand that he preaches the absolute truth. Says exactly what the Bible says. And I'm going to get to what I was thinking about 2 weeks ago. I told you I can't do a message that I thought about 2 weeks ago and a week later. It just don't work right. But it says, whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Do you realize that if we're praising Jesus, if we're lifting up Jesus, if we're following after Jesus, Jesus is up there in front of God, the Father saying, them's my folks. If we're not denying Him, then He said, Father, look at those boys go. They're doing our will. They're praising us. They're glorifying us. They're doing what they were saved to do. That's what I want to do. Do what I was saved to do. Glorify God. It says, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Boy, there's a lot of folks right now. They're taking prayer out of school. They're taking all the Bible stuff off the walls at Congress and in all the courthouses and taking all the stuff down. Are those folks offended? Are we offended that we would let this take place without raising an eyebrow to what's going on around us? For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Says that Jesus takes great closeness to the folks who are doing His will. Not who you claim you are, but what He sees you doing. See, God not only looks at our heart and saves us because of His choosing, His desire, His way, but He also says, now that I've made you a new creation, I have saved you to do a specific thing. I have saved you to honor me. I have saved you to glorify me. I have saved you to do my will. So we have been saved to follow after God. We have been saved to bring glory and honor to God. It says, when He had called the people unto Him, and His disciples also, He said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Some of these things overlap, but it says here, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom it is like unto the kingdom of heaven. He says, who comes unto me? Who hears these words? Who not only hears these words, but when they hear these words, they also do these words. We're good at hearing. You know, it says we got ears, we're quick to hear, slow to speak sometimes, slow to anger. But the thing is, a lot of times I hear what I need to do. But I am so hard-headed. I am told what I need to do. I am showed what I need to do. And I still don't do what I'm told to do. But it says, the one who hears the Word of God and does the Word of God, that's the one God's paying attention to. It says here, and I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man confess before the Son of God, before the angels of God. And whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. It says, whosoever believeth. We're not shutting up heaven from folks. We're saying, if you would believe, if you would trust, if you would follow after Jesus Christ. I understand election the best I know how, because the Bible says, whom I love, and whom I hate, whom I will call, but that's all God's business. My business is to tell everybody about the love of God, to tell everybody about the reason Christ came to this world. My business is not to shut up the kingdom of heaven and look out there and say, I'm going to tell him, but I'm not going to tell her because I think he would be a good candidate for heaven. A lot of folks do like that. We look at folks and say, we're not going to tell those folks about Jesus. Who would want to be in heaven forever with them folks? We are like that. We see a certain group of people, we see how they act, we see how their character is or their culture is, and we say, who would want us to be forever with them? But the thing is, God created every single one of them. God may be planning on saving every single one of them. I don't know. That's God's business. My business is to bring them the gospel. My business is to tell them about a Savior that died for them. My business is to tell them that there is a God in heaven. Regardless of which way you're going to end up, you will stand before that God. We need to preach the love of God, and we need to preach the wrath of God. A person needs to understand that God will judge everybody. Now, I'm glad I won't be judged for sin anymore because Jesus Christ was judged for me on the cross. But I still will stand before God at a Bema seat and have to give an account of everything I've done, good or bad. Not to get to heaven, but to give an account. We are not accountless, should I say. Regardless, yeah, I'm guaranteed heaven because I was saved. But I'm not guaranteed to be not countless. I will have to make an account for all the whatever I've done since I was saved. And so it says here, but whosoever drinketh of this water that shall give to him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give unto him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. God is, Jesus is giving life to folks even now while I speak. Somewhere, someplace, God has saved somebody that He chose to save before the foundation of the world. A while ago, this person was an enemy of God. A while ago, this person did not know the love of God. And then all of a sudden, by the mercy of God, the grace of God, this person turns from an enemy, not knowing what he's doing. I had no clue what I was doing when I got saved. I didn't understand being an enemy of God when I got saved. I didn't understand being totally against God and His ways. I thought I was a good old boy. But good old boys ain't always for God. But God, in His mercy, and it had to be God in His mercy, because I would have never changed had He not changed me. And I don't know who God's going to change out there. And I don't know who God's going to change in here. I don't know who God is after right now. But I guarantee you, we ought not have to sing 45 verses of Just As I Am to get the preacher saved. I mean, I've seen services like that. They sing Just As I Am till the deacons have plumb come forward to make it quit. I mean, that's not the way a call is. But if you have been called, if God has saved you, if God has showed you your need to call upon Jesus Christ, today's your day.
That's right.
Right now's the time. I don't want you to come up here just to make me happy. I don't want you to come up here to make the preacher happy. But if God has showed you your need to be saved, if God has showed you your need to be delivered from the wrath of God, today is your day. Today is the day. It says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It never says whosoever understands the whole Bible shall be saved. Thank God. Because I missed it. I still don't got that one down. And it doesn't say whosoever comes to church every Sunday. Although you should go to church every Sunday. But it says whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. That means whosoever has been changed in such a way that they know they should worship God. Who should give praise and honor and glory to God. That person is the whosoever. There are two whosoevers in the Bible. The whosoever wills and the whosoever wants. But I don't know which is which. And I'm glad. I'm glad I don't know which is which. But I thank God every time somebody comes down and says, God has changed me. God has turned me from the place I was headed to another place. God has saved me. Whatever your terminology for it is, I praise God that He chose fit to save somebody each time He saves somebody. We should be glorifying God every time we see something. We are so good at saying, I wonder how long that's going to last. How long before they'll slide back? How long before they'll fall back? We should be saying, thank you, God, and we should be on our knees every night saying, please help that one get stronger. Please help that one. All through Paul's letters, it's help them to grow. Help them to be strengthened. Help them to be more into God. We should be praising God, thanking God that they came down, and we should be doing everything in our power, prayer-wise and physical-wise, to help that individual grow into the person they need to be. Not to condemn them, but to lift them up, to edify them, to bring them along. Like I said, it just didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. That's the way God gave it to me. Men and brethren, children, stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. If you're not afraid of God, that verse says that wasn't for you. But if you have a fear of God, I can remember back when I was coming up, no matter how ungodly I acted, in the back of my head there was a fear of God. I don't know how you felt before you got saved, but there was a fear of God. There was a knowledge that sometime, sooner or later, one day in the future, I'm going to stand before God. That's a scary thought. And it says here in that one verse, men, brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. If you have any type of fear of God in you, this was for you. If there's any fear of God in you, that means God has put something in you. And this word of salvation is for you. It says, as it is written, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not stumble. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, shall be saved." All these seem like very definite statements. Not, well, if you call on the name of the Lord, he might save you. If you call on the name of the Lord and you do a whole bunch of other things, you could get to heaven, maybe. But it's whosoever puts his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, whosoever is afraid of God shall be saved. Not maybe be saved, not almost be saved, not sort of kind of be saved, but shall be saved. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. You see, a lot of folks talk about Jesus, but they don't necessarily look like they got that Jesus dwelling inside of them. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. I'm supposed to love y'all. And I love you because he loved me. I love you because he changed me. I'm an unlovable guy. I got a witness, don't ask her. But the thing is, because of what Jesus has done, I'm more loving now than I ever was in the past. And the same with you. Because of what Christ has done, you are more loving now than you ever were in the past. And in Revelation it says, "The Spirit of the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." I don't know who that whosoever is, but I sure don't want to be a stumbling block for them. I want them to come, and I want them to come freely, and I want them to know that the Lord Jesus Christ died for them. The Lord Jesus Christ rose for them. The Lord Jesus Christ is sitting in heaven making intercession for them, because in John it says he's praying for the ones who will be saved because of our words, because of the apostles' words, because of whoever comes after us's words. God already knows who they are, but he prayed for them that we would preach the gospel that they might be saved.